Hey there, self-belief superstars. It's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to another dose of your daily affirmation fix. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that can feel like climbing Mount Everest, sometimes self-discipline. I know, it sounds a little boring, right? Like something your grandma would nag you about. But trust me, this isn't your typical dusty lecture on willpower. We're talking practical, real-life strategies to help you stay on track, crush those goals, and become the unstoppable force you were born to be. Ever feel like that inner voice whispering maybe tomorrow just a little too often? You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than the grocery aisle at Costco. Well, girl, I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, and let me tell you, it wasn't a good look. But guess what? We're going to turn that maybe tomorrow into a resounding hell yeah today. So, buckle up, because here are 5 golden nuggets of self-discipline wisdom I want you to grab onto like your life depends on it because, in a way, it does. First things first. Clarity is king. Think of your goals like that super delicious dessert at the end of a long meal. You gotta know exactly what you're craving before you can whip up the recipe for success. Get specific with those desires. Instead of get healthier, try go for a 30-minute walk 3 times a week. It sounds so much more manageable, right? Second, we gotta talk about motivation, that elusive little unicorn that sometimes appears and vanishes faster than you can say I'm on fire. Remember, true motivation comes from within. It's not about external rewards or guilt trips, although those can work in a pinch. Think about the deep-seated reasons behind your goals. What will achieving them bring to your life? What kind of person do you want to be? Connect with that inner fire, because that's where the real magic happens. Third, embrace the power of tiny habits. Ever heard the saying Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither was self-discipline. You don't have to become a superhero overnight. Start small. Maybe it's just drinking 1 more glass of water every day or doing 5 minutes of stretching before bed. These little wins add up over time, and they create momentum that propels you forward. Think of it like stacking Lego bricks 1 at a time. You build something incredible. Fourth, let's talk about those pesky distractions, the social media scroll holes, the endless Netflix binge sessions, the impromptu shopping sprees. Guilty. They're like those mischievous gremlins that try to sabotage your progress. You've got to be strategic about managing them. Set boundaries for yourself. Maybe it's turning off notifications during work hours or scheduling dedicated time for those guilty pleasures. Remember, you're in charge of your time and energy. And finally, don't forget to celebrate those victories. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves a little confetti shower, metaphorically speaking, of course. Recognizing your achievements keeps you motivated and reminds you that you're making progress. So pat yourself on the back, treat yourself to something nice, and bask in the glow of your awesomeness. Remember those times when you've set out with good intentions, but life threw a curveball. Maybe you were going for the marathon training schedule and suddenly got hit with a nasty cold. Or maybe you vowed to finally conquer your closet organization monster, only to find yourself glued to Netflix instead. I get it, life happens. But here's the thing. Those moments are not failures, they are opportunities to recalibrate and get back on track. Remember the friend who always seems to be effortlessly crushing their goals while you're still trying to figure out your morning routine. Don't let social media comparisons sabotage your self-discipline journey. Their Instagram feed doesn't tell the whole story, trust me. Every single one of us has setbacks and struggles. It's part of being human. The key is not to let those moments define you. Instead, use them as learning experiences and springboards for growth. So there you have it, my amazing self-belief crew. Remember, self-discipline isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up consistently, making choices that align with your goals, and celebrating the wins along the way. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a solid and share it with someone who could use a little self-discipline boost. Remember, together we can conquer those goals and become the unstoppable forces of nature we were born to be. I'll catch you bright and early tomorrow for another dose of self-belief magic. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.